Well, Coach, since you saw Swift Current last in a game where you had all sorts of chances and the puck wouldn't go in, you've been able to convert a lot of chances in your last two victories. So how have you felt about those two wins and where the team's at right now?
Well, I think any time you get rewarded for some good work, you should feel good about it. I think I think we're fooling ourselves a little bit if we think the same results will automatically happen or will happen. I think Swift Current's a more than a step above Lethbridge and Saskatoon, so certainly despite probably outchancing of playing in the last game, you know, we're playing a very good team, so you know, that changes a lot of things.
Certainly, but for your group to get a lot of goals in those last two games, even if it's not necessarily the same level competition, you feel like that helps your offensive confidence?
Yeah, well, it just makes them feel good about themselves. I don't think it really helps their confidence because they were doing everything right and more against, say, Swift Current at the home game and Portland and stuff. It's, you know, confidence is just an excuse for players. If you do things right, you'll get rewarded. So they were doing things right against Swift Current per se, and you know, the puck wasn't going in. So, but I think it makes them just feel, you know, looser and happier about themselves and their chances to score.
So how do you look back on the home and home series with the Broncos last weekend?
I didn't think we played our game in Swift Current. I thought they were the better team and deserved to win. I thought we were the better team here, and things didn't go that way, and that's hockey.
So when you review the performance that you had last Saturday in this building against the Broncos, what are some things you did right in that game that you think you'll have to do again here today to lead to success?
Well, we just played what our game is. Like, we skated, we tacked, we have the puck. Put the puck at the net. Like, that's how we want to play. We want to play with the puck, and we want to you know, attack. So we did that pretty well and created a lot of stuff around their net.
When you look at your group right now, it seems like you have really three pretty good lines that can score an all attack with speed. And is it about getting that flow going early in a game? And if you can get that rhythm, then it seems like things are going to go smoothly.
Well, I think so, but I think all teams have that, all the good teams have that sort of balance. We like to play four lines to some extent. We like to get our kids in the game. We like to, you know, go after a little bit and keep the puck, you know, not play in our own zone. But, you know, that sounds good and looks good when you're going your way. But, like, again, the opposition has something to do with that. And, you're playing 5-on-5, one against one out there, and sometimes it's tough sledding.
And speaking of that opposition, the Broncos have only given up two goals in their last three games, and the last two games where they got outchanced but were able to contain a team. So they've been hard to score on lately. What's the extra thing you guys are going to have to do to turn chances into goals?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes the puck's just going to go in one, but two, I think, you know, it is just sort of what everybody says, but you know, you got to be around the net. You got to have something going off your ankle, something go, you know, deflection. You got to have a good screen or something like that to get that extra goal, because they're probably going to be hard to come by.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.